Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Somewhere, it is election day for some people. And I hope everyone is able to get out and vote. And as always, I always have to say it, I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, but whether you're listening live or on the replay, thank you so much. Very much appreciate it. Very much appreciate it. Hey, Blunt Ninja, you're number one today. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Frankie. How you doing, girl? Hey, Lou. Welcome, welcome. And I do hope everyone's having a wonderful day. I'm having a great day. Even though I didn't get this outro song uploaded. Trying to do that now. Crazy lady, how are you, girl? Welcome, welcome. Hey, Minnesota, how are you, my friend? Welcome, welcome. And crazy lady, thanks for being in my space last weekend, last Friday, last Thursday. Thank you. Oh, boy. Oh, that's not good. I've done that before. Hey, sweet angel bear, how are you? Welcome back. Hey, son. Welcome, welcome. Okay, give me a minute. I'm trying to do this song. Get the song uploaded. Okay, I'll be uploading during the show. All right, so loyalty, y'all. I want to talk about that. How important is it? Is it trust? How important is it in a relationship? And when I say a relationship, I just don't mean a relationship, a romantic relationship, even if you're married, if you have a significant other. I'm talking about relationships in terms of family, friends, your job. I'm talking all across the board, loyalty in those type of relationships. Even loyalty among, you know, when I say your family, I mean your parents, your children. You know, do you expect your children to be loyal to you? Do you, you know, are you loyal to them? And if you are, you know, what is your definition of loyalty to your family? But the Google definition, I'm putting it in here now, cutting and pasting here. There we go. A strong feeling of support or allegiance. So that is what Google is saying. And Luce says it means everything, and the real ones. He's so traumatized. Oh, I know. Some pups you can't leave by themselves. You know, let's see, TQ just, if y'all updated Podbean, I don't even update Podbean anymore because every time I update, something goes wrong. So I just leave it. I don't update anymore. So Do you have a strong sense of, you have a strong feeling of support from other people who you want to be loyal to them? Do you expect people to be loyal to you? Should you expect your family to be loyal to you? And I'm going to play both sides here. If you robbed a bank and the police come knocking at your door, do you expect your family to cover for you? Or if they turn you in, would you say, well, you're not being loyal, but are you being fair? Because they may get in trouble if they're trying to cover for you. So is loyalty also a tightrope that you have to walk depending upon the circumstances? And Lou says, surprisingly, I do. But again, are you expecting loyalty from everyone, from people in the workplace? Should a teacher be loyal to a student? So should a student be loyal to a teacher? And that's why I said that I want to talk about loyalty just across the board. If you're expecting people to be loyal to you, are you loyal to them? And how far does that loyalty go? I mean, does it go as far as covering up for someone? How far does it go? Does it go that you cover up for your friend? You guys, were supposed to be home at a certain time, and your friend stayed out and you went home, you covered for your friend. Is that loyalty? Or is that blind loyalty? Is there a difference between that? Do people expect you to be loyal, but sometimes that loyalty can be blind? Hey, Ellie, welcome. Minnesota, I figured this topic can go a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. Hey, Ellie, you there? Yeah, I saw you. I thought I caught you. Okay, here you are. Let me do this again. All right. Okay, I can hear you now. How are you?
I'm doing perfect. How are you?
I am good. I am good. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hi, Lurag, Bloninda, Tuna, and Frankie, everyone here. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Well, so Ellie, let me ask, do you expect people to be loyal to you, and are you loyal to them?
What kind of people? I mean, do you mean the friends or partner?
I'm talking, you probably miss this part. I'm talking across the board. I'm talking loyalty to a partner, to your friend, to your family, to your coworker. And is some loyalty blind? Well, like, can that loyalty, get you into trouble?
Well, I highly expect loyalty from my family and partner.
But how far does that loyalty go? Does that loyalty, and again, I'm playing both sides here, and I'm not saying that everyone's family does this or anything, but again, what if somebody in your family, they robbed a bank? Do you cover for them? Or do you turn them in, or do you just not say anything?
Well, it's getting more challenging. I mean, this just does depend on the situation, to be honest.
I mean, because the reason why I ask that is because, do you put your family in a situation that can hurt them? That if they lie for you or they cover for you, and they get found out, they get in trouble. So while they're so busy being loyal to you, you're getting in trouble.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean,
yeah,
I try not to do anything to, you know, make them in any troubles. But when it comes to me, I don't know if it's a good thing or not. I might, you know, get myself into trouble for my family member to cover their mistakes up. You know what I mean? Because I just kind of like family oriented.
But what if that, the action of you covering up and being loyal to them hurts you in the long run? And what I mean by that is, what if, let's say, you're covering for a family member for something that they absolutely should not have done. They should not have done it. Well, I mean, let's say if they murdered somebody, let's say if they stole something, let's say you were in high school and your sister, you know, did something, but you covered for her, but you were going to get a scholarship to a college that you always wanted to go to. But because that mark was on your record, the university came back and said, well, I'm sorry, because of this, we're going to take this offer back. So yeah, your sister didn't get in trouble, but you also didn't get a chance to do something that you wanted to do. Just like if you're, you know, hanging out in a gang or something and you're so busy trying to be loyal to the set and what have you, you know, that you're taking the rap for somebody. Oh, I can do five years easy, but that's on your record. Meanwhile, they're out free, but you have a record. So that's what I say. So when you say loyalty, you know, when they expect it, is it loyalty that's a good way, or is it blind loyalty? Because just because you're family, does that mean that I automatically have to be loyal to you, even if you're doing something that's wrong?
Well, of course, that's for 100% wrong. But, you know, because according to my traumas in my childhood, I've just raised in an environment to be a survivor. I mean, you know, to just survive people and maybe sacrifice myself. I know it's not a good thing, but I can't change my character traits.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah, this is a trauma I'm always carrying on.
Okay. All right. So if you knew that your mother, brother, sister, father, whatever, was being physically abusive to their spouse, to their children, you know, to the grandparents, do you just look the other way because, well, that's my father and I love my father. Meanwhile, he's beating up your mother, or your brother married this really nice girl who he beats up. And, you know, you turn the blind eye because, well, that's my brother, but yet she's getting her butt whooped every night. So that's why I say, is there a such thing as blind loyalty, that you can be loyal, but at the same time, come on now, you know, seriously?
No, that's just my red flag. Never. I've never, you know, like done anything in my whole life trying to support if, you know, my brother is doing something horrible to his family. Never.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm always in favor of, you know, children and innocent women that, you know, who have been a victim of, you know, a domestic violence.
Okay. So do you think people who alibi their friends and family over a wrongdoing should go to jail?
Of course, for 100%. Because they're just kind of like have kind of like share into that crime, right?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. They're just kind of like, you know, their partnerships. That's just what I think. I mean, they should be punished. They should be sued.
Okay. So I'm going to put for people who just came in, I'm going to put the Google definition of loyalty back in the chat.
How about you, Solid Blue? I know that you're a mother. And
if my son did something wrong, I would turn him in. Really? And I did a show on this about almost two years ago, and there was someone who literally screamed at me, like, "Oh my God, how could you? How could you?" And I say that because if someone did something to me or my son or my husband, I would want someone to turn them in. You know, when you're talking about, especially if it's life and death, because I know that if I didn't, I know that my conscience would bother me so much to the point where I wouldn't even be able to look at my child. Especially if I knew that he hurt someone else. You know, hey, shorty, and a verbal hello. Hi, to GP. How are you? You know, I mean, it's a slippery slope, Mr. Enigma. How are you? It's a slippery slope because when you talk about loyalty and you talk about your family, that's why I say, is it blind? Do we get so wrapped up in, well, that's my family. No family. We all stick together, but we see that sometimes when you stick with your family, they can bring the entire family down, especially if you're a public figure, it could bring everybody down, you know? So are you willing to hurt everyone because of something that you yourself did? Do you expect people to, you want to protect your family, especially you want to protect your children, but how far does that go? And then even when it gets into the friendship thing, you know, when your, you know, so-called friends say, well, hey, can you just tell my mom this? Or, you know, can you hold on to this for me? Because if I take it, you know, I already got in trouble. And if I get caught with it again, then I'm going to get suspended. But if you get caught with it, you're going to get suspended too. Even if it is just your first, you know, time getting suspended, who wants that on their school record? So again, so Lou, I go back to you when you say that you expect it. How much, you know, how far does that expectation go? You know, and Lou, you say I've done uncomfortable things being loyal and I hated it. See, I'm not doing that. I have had people ask me to do things. I'm like, nope, 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 nope. Because if I get in trouble, especially when I was younger and I knew how my mother was, oh, hell no. Oh, no, 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 no. I was not going to do it. And then Mr. Enigma says, anything illegal I wouldn't have in possession, regardless of friend or family member asked me to hold it for them. Okay. I mean, that's just like the person, you know, at the airport, you know, even though they're a stranger, can you watch my suitcase? No, if you go into the bathroom, you take it with you. You know, no, I'm not watching your suitcase. Okay, and then Lou says, okay, I stand corrected, Lou. You're saying, oh, no, I don't expect it. I'm just loyal. Okay. Don't tell your husband I'm the... Oh, boy.
How about this situation, Solid Blue? Right? I mean, imagine that your daughter comes to you and says, she's just killed a person who was trying to rape her. Right? But because of the... unfair rules and laws in your country, there is no way to deny the punishment, and you're gonna be executed very soon. Doesn't matter the person was gonna like hurt you or, you know, rape you, but if you just keep it as a secret, you will be both, you know, safe. So what would you do?
Ellie, that would be hard. That would be really, 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 really hard. Wow. Because see, you threw in one of those variables that crazy was talking about. I mean, that is a hard one. That is a hard one because one thing that I do believe about secrets, there's only a secret between one person, and that's yourself. I don't believe that two people can really keep a secret, because somewhere along the way, somebody's going to tell. I mean, unless you really, really, really trust that person. But that is hard because, okay, so are you saying that person already killed the person because they were going to be raped?
Yeah.
You know, they did it out of self defense, but because of the laws in the country, that friend would still go to prison.
Or even might be executed.
Or they would be executed. Oh, okay.
It's happened here many years ago.
That would be okay. Yeah, okay. I keep forgetting that the country that you, yeah, okay. Honestly, for something like that in your country, I would honestly have to say, I cannot lie. I would probably keep the secret.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be hard and it would probably weigh on me, but at the same time, you know, yeah, I would more than likely, I would keep the secret. And Mr. Enigma says, can't have loyalty if there's no trust. They go hand in hand. So they do go hand in hand. And then, and that was one of my questions that I posted, you know, is loyalty trust? You know, I mean, so that means that you have to trust the person that you're being loyal to. So if a family member is constantly messing up and they're that repeat offender who always gets in trouble because they just keep doing the same thing over and over, are you loyal to them? You know?
Yeah.
Do you know, because at the same time, you have to trust them not to do whatever they're going to do, you know? And what if that person turns around and says, well, if you don't do this for me, I'm going to, you know, everybody knows that you covered for me last time. So if you don't do this, you know, for me, then I'm just going to tell everybody that you covered for me last time. So that's another thing. I mean, it's like there's so many things that can happen with being loyal. And Mr. Nigma says, if I can't trust you to be loyal because of the kind of person you are, then how do you expect me to be with you or even do anything for you? That goes for friendship. I'm sorry, Ellie, what did you say?
I said that loyalty has its own price.
It really does. That's why I say, so how far do you go? I mean, for that, you know, if you're on the job and your boss asks you to do something that's kind of shady, you know, because they're trying to cover up, you know, for an account that they messed up, or they're trying to get this account, or, you know, how many people, you know, do you hear of, you know, with some of these contractors that build buildings and they're below code and what have you, and because they didn't do this and there's a possibility that the house may fall down. Hey, crazy, that the house may fall down or the building may fall down. I mean, how far does loyalty go? When people start to threaten you and say, well, if you don't do this, then it's your job and you need that job to feed your family. How far does loyalty go? Hey, TQ, I was saying that when it comes to Podbean, I don't even update Podbean anymore, because every time I update it, I had issues. So I haven't updated Podbean in a long time. So how far does that loyalty go? I can't be loyal to people like that. Okay, got it. Hey, Juju, welcome. So Crazy and Juju and Son, this is a question for you that Ellie brought to me, and I had to get off my high horse for a moment and say that I would keep the secret. She says, what if you were in a situation where your friend was being raped? She killed the person in self-defense, and in her country, you could be executed. That there was absolutely no way, didn't matter what the person was doing, you more than likely would be executed. But if the two of you just kept the secret, then everything would be fine. And I said that I would probably keep that secret. But then again, Ellie, if that were me who killed that person, I wouldn't tell anybody. So why would I? And that's another thing. It's like, why am I going to tell you something? I mean, because when people tell you secrets and they expect you to be loyal, sometimes aren't those secrets just things that you should just keep to yourself? I mean, I would. I mean, I firmly believe that there are just some things you just don't tell people. Am I wrong? So, yep. like T.U. says, there is stuff you have to take to the grave.
You can never judge yourself or someone's, you know, just the, you know, like that, if she's right or wrong. I mean, it just depends on your preference, I guess.
Right. So, but again, there are some, but don't you believe that there are some things that you just don't tell people, so you don't have to worry about someone being loyal to you, someone keeping that secret, someone, you know, because again, especially when it comes to family, someone can say to you, well, Ellie, you know, if you don't do this for me, then I'm going to tell mom that you did this for me last time. So it's like if you do something for someone being loyal, it's like they have that to hold over you. And there are some family members who will do that. They will hold something over you, just, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Just trying to use you.
Right. Yeah. It's like... I don't know. I just think that when you just again, how far does loyalty go? You know, are you loyal to your boss to keep your job? You know, if you found out that your mother or your father was cheating, do you not say anything because you're loyal to that parent that's cheating because you love them, but at the same time you're pissed off at them because they hurt your other parent? What do you do
about my parents? Well, I would be quiet because it's just none of my business. I mean, it's their own relationship and there is nothing to do with me. And I don't want to disrespect them by saying that, okay, mom, you're cheating on, you know, on dad, or, you know, I just try.
Okay. So
there's a boundary between me and my mom's relationship. I'm their children, right? Mm-hmm. I can't be the one who judge them. That's just what I think.
So if your friend came to you and said that, let's say that you're friends with both your friend and her husband, all three of you all are friends. Let's say you all went to high school together. I'm gonna put it in that scenario, as opposed to she was your friend first and then they got married. All you all were friends. They were high school sweethearts. They ended up getting married. One of them ended up cheating. And you found out. They didn't tell you, but you found out. You know, maybe you walked in on them or you saw them. I mean, whatever. You know, and they know that you know. What do you do? Are you loyal? I mean, are you loyal to both of your friends? Do you not say something? Do you say something? Do you just say, it's none of my business? But then again, when you're around them, you have a hard time being around them because you know. You know, I mean, how far does that loyalty go? Hey, Crazy.
Hi, what's Crazy. Up?
Hi. Hope you're doing well. Welcome to Solid's show.
Got a lot of variables going on, Crazy. Got a lot of variables.
Well, because how do you not have variables? I mean, look, like TQ's been said, I'm not a loyalty first person, because I feel like loyalty follows if you get respect, you know, for the most part. And even if you're not a loyal person, you're still going to respect me, but I'm going to know my boundaries with you anyways. And you can have loyalty to every party involved and mind your business, you know, because sometimes it's not your business to get into your friend's drama. And I'm going to be honest with you, there's a lot of people that get upset with me because I won't get involved in it. And I won't say nothing to nobody. I literally will just leave the whole situation. I'm, y'all, not my problem, not my circus, not my problem.
Oh, okay. So what about what Ellie said, that if your friend came to you and said that they murdered someone and you live in her country where you can be executed, especially women, do you not say anything or, I mean,
why did she murder him?
I'm sorry. It was self-defense because, that person was trying to rape her.
You know, that's a really tough question. If I'm being legally right, that's one thing. But unfortunately, to be real honest, I'm more loyal to people that aren't corrupt, and the law is a lot of corrupt. So if I knew that to be true, right? Let's say that person was a person known that they didn't lie, they didn't make up stuff, they didn't make up stories, all that other stuff. And I knew that was a real situation. Probably wouldn't say anything, because you didn't just go out there and whack somebody on the sidewalk. You know, it's not like he was walking down the street talking about, oh, well, you know what? I don't like Jim. So I'm just going to go over there and whack Jim and then go tell your friend, well, I just whacked Jim on the sidewalk. Well, what did Jim do? Well, nothing bad here. I don't know. He looked funny to me. He had a funny look. I just offed him real quick. Would I still stay loyal to my friend? Probably not. Because I don't know. How do I know you're not going to come kill me if you just want to whack Jim someday? Okay. So,
I want to answer GP's question. He says, he's asking me, if you caught a friend cheating, would you tell their spouse? No, I would not. And then Crazy, you said solid why. I know that's probably a couple of stuff ago. What are you saying? Why do?
Well, because you started the whole, you got friends and they're doing, I was like, oh, here she goes. She
Okay. Again, because I'm playing both sides, because there are people out there who, you know, for whatever reason, for crazy reasons, they are loyal to people for, like, seriously, you're actually going to take the hit for that? Or you're actually going to do that? You're going to do that for them? Are you kidding me? There's just so many different things that people will do out of loyalty. And Crazy, before you came on, I said, is there a difference between being loyal and blind loyalty? Is there loyalty that is blind? So it's like, well, so, you know, people want to say, yeah, they're my family. They're my family. But your family will be the first ones that can bring you down.
I don't know if there's ever really not to me anyways. I don't believe in blind loyalty, because first of all, I'm not loyal to anything I can't see. So I'm going to say that right off the bat, right off the rip. So I'm not going to be loyal to somebody that I know nothing about, something, the situation I know nothing about, without details, without, you know what I'm saying? Because that's insane to just, but I know people do it. They don't ask questions. They don't worry, you know, if I already knew that person and I was already very intimately, not meaning sexually, but intimately involved, meaning I really knew them, I could have blind loyalty, meaning that they wouldn't have to explain to me certain things and I would already understand and I would stay loyal just because I already had an understanding. But just off the rip of blind loyalty, absolutely not. But there's a definite difference. Some people are ignorant loyal by ignorance, because they just have no clue what they're being loyal to.
Okay, but is that ignorance, or is it, are they just blind? Because
some people are ignorant.
This is my friend, you know. Okay.
Because you know what, Solid? You know what, Solid? Manipulative people find weak-minded people to manipulate. And so
those people
are very ignorant, because, and that's why they call them the innocent party. right? You're the innocent party in all this because you would have had no idea. But manipulative minds can take somebody and make them an accessory without them knowing at all. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. So now you just turned it into another thing that, because I was going to bring up, but I'm glad you brought it up. So now we're going to go down this particular road. So the accessory. Okay, you're an accessory, and you were my, like you said, I'm minding my own business. I'm trying to, you know, get from point A to point B, and you come up and blah blah blah, and without you knowing, you know, you end up doing something where you become an accessory, you know, to a crime, to, you know, your mother's cookies. You ate up all your mom's cookies, and your sister was, you know, I mean, I don't know, but should accessories be not held accountable the way they are in the law? Like, just because you were just because you were there, does that mean that, you know, okay, if I saw you killing someone, okay, and I was there, you know, I'm on video camera, whatever, you see me there, but I was afraid of what you might do to me, that you may come back and send somebody to kill me, or I'm just scared. Do I have to tell the police, well, you were there, you should have said something.
I think that's a defense. I think that's a valid defense for some people. For some people, it absolutely is, because what if that person had a gun? Yeah, I'm not moving, dude. I'm not saying nothing, because I'm not going to take my life for somebody else's stupidity, right? So when I go to court, I'm going to tell them, listen, I wasn't doing anything, and I wasn't going to do anything because I wasn't about to lose my life. That's why when I used to work at the gas station, when we were told, they were like, yeah, do something about it when they come in there, and you know, no, I'm not doing nothing. They're taking everything because I'm not doing shit. I mean, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not losing my life for your products. You see what I'm saying? So I think that that's a valid defense for some people. Absolutely. I don't think in every situation, anybody who was there, that's why I say it all depends on the situation. Now, if you came there with the person and kind of already knew what was going on and you still went and whatever, I don't know, you're going into some fun territory there of who can be charged with accessory and who shouldn't be charged with accessory, right?
Okay. So Shorty's been waiting patiently. Hello, Shorty.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
I'm not going to stress you out today, but I do have a question, but go ahead.
Go ahead. What's the question?
You go ahead and say what you're gonna say. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Ask me. I was just saying hi. That's all.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to start some mess with my questions. Well, that's true, and it is my show. So if I want to start something, I can start something. So. So, Shorty, so yes. what if a friend of yours came up and said that, they had an overabundance of, collard green juice and they didn't want anybody to know?
Ew, that's your problem.
Listen, I told you I had to say something.
All I know is I wasn't there, but it sounded gross.
Oh, Lord.
That's your problem. You got to handle that situation.
Listen, that's wrong.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
That's wrong.
You were in that space, so stop trying to back out.
Oh, my God. Brother, you were there. Holy cow. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do with that collard green juice. You know what? That's one space I'm glad I was not in that space that day, because the way she said something about it. Crazy. What?
That space right there?
I heard. I'm not asking. I'm telling you, I'm not asking questions. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to ask questions.
Okay, so I got off the rails a bit. So, you know, I just wanted to say that because I want to stress Shorty out some. So, okay.
That's nasty. So what happens when somebody come and tell you that? And I got all this collard green juice. I don't need it. What you gonna do? What
you? I would tell them that's a personal problem.
That sounds like you problem.
That is a you problem. But getting back to the loyalty thing, I'll get back to the topic of the show, y'all. Okay. So, but then again, y'all, collard green juice could be an accessory after the fact.
How the hell is accessory solid? Stop that right now.
I don't want them yams, Vince.
Look, don't say that.
We were talking about yams. Oh, Lord. Sergi,
what is collard green juice? Is it something dirty?
What do you, Ellie? What do you think collard green juice is? What do you think that this is?
It might come from Urban Dictionary.
Oh, Crazy's like no.
No, I don't want to get it to this. Sweet Angel Bear, run.
If y'all don't know who to talk about, I advise y'all to run.
Oh, Lord. Okay, all right.
Collard green juice. Okay, what's that?
Okay, so.
It didn't come up anything.
Oh. Y'all
can
look for it.
Oh Lord. That's okay, not, y'all. I'm gonna get back on topic. But Ellie, I will just say, since you're on my server, join me on Friday evening. Okay, Lord, that's all I'm gonna say. So, but anyway,
too far.
See, it's too far. She need to
all right. Okay, and crazy, stop trying to tell people to run. You're trying to run people off my show.
If you don't tell me, I would keep saying titties.
Yeah. No, it's not titties.
Uh-oh.
It's not
titties. Oh, Lord, no. You're gonna have to go a little bit lower, Ellie.
It's your cherry, but it's full.
You're gonna have to go a little bit lower.
Oh no. See,
that's what it is. It's rotten.
So all right.
Call it collard green juice. Oh Lord.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Shorty, are you loyal to Crazy? Are you loyal to Ellie? I'm trying to get back on track here since I got everybody all derailed and what have you.
She's so loyal to me. She's always blazing me.
Yeah. Oh Lord. So if your child was consistently getting in trouble in school, they were consistently the bully. I mean, they were consistently just they were the kid that nobody wanted to be around. Are you going to be loyal to your child and stick up for them at school, or are you going to, and
my child's,
I don't mean like your child's the
Mm-mm.
So are you that parent that says, are you that parent that says, my child would never do this and don't do this to my child?
That ain't me.
Okay. But you have parents.
I definitely want to hear multiple people tell me same stories. I want some, you know, some valid telling me something, but let me find out for real my son was doing anything like that. I'll bully you. How about that? And I'm telling you something. Parents should, I fully believe in parents showing a bully what a bully is. Mm-hmm. You know, I can be a bully. You want to know what a bully is? I'll bully you. Let's see how you like it.
Right.
No way. I'd humble that boy real quick. You'd be humbled.
But why? Okay. So, but do you think parents are being loyal to their children when they're doing that? But
yes,
okay. So
my brother's like that. Cause my brother like that. He talking about my niece and nephew talking about, oh, my kids ain't bad. Your kids bad. I said, shitting me. They bad than a motherfucker. What you talking about? Oh no, they ain't. I said, all right. Alright, when I slap your churn, don't sit up there talking about, oh, they did this. I said, damn right I did, and so what? What you gonna do? You can't do
it. These parents know. You can't tell me. I don't care what you say, but I've seen parents multiple times. That's not my kid. Right. They didn't do that. And I'm okay.
So then again, how far does that loyalty to your child, when you know your child is in the wrong, how far does that loyalty go? Because to me, parents, I mean, meaning that by you not being loyal and outing, and well, I mean, I'm just saying, by you not outing your child in front of everybody or whatever, when they're in school, when they're being the bully, do they then get out of high school and go to the job and they're the bully at the job, or they get into a relationship where they're the bully? So, you know, again,
maybe not. Maybe I wait for the life to hand them that lesson, someone to punch him in the mouth. Maybe that, you know, maybe instead of correcting it, I let them know, you know, one day. And, you know, let's say you try, right? Let's say as a parent, you think you've tried everything. You can't get them to change their ways or whatever. So you wait for life to hand them that lesson. But you tell them one day you're going to get socked in your mouth. Somebody's going to beat your daylights in because you don't know how to act. You want to make sure that you give them the full on warning. You know how you're acting. What this is what's going to happen to you, so that when it happens, they can't come back and be like, "What? Nah, well, I told you." You know what I'm saying? Like, I did my best. You know, I hate it when people blame the parents all the way down the line for everything. Oh, it was how you were raised. Listen, you could be the best parent in the world, and your child could be an a-hole its entire life. All right, so
that I 100% agree, because like I said, you can have two kids in the same household. They grew up the same way, had the same amount of love, or had the same amount of torture, whatever. Mm-hmm, one can turn out and be the absolute angel, and the other one can be the child from hell. So yeah, the whole parent thing, that bugs me too. And I'm just kind of laughing. Ellen, you have given me a talking point for Friday.
Oh God,
I am laughing about this dialogue between her.
I've been trying to ignore that, but
it is funny because she's like, "Well, is it this? What is it that?"
You're a shrinking pick. Listen, don't worry about the pickles.
So when you're 80 years old and your child, you know, is an adult, and they're still coming over to you, "Ma, I need this. Ma, can you help me with this? Ma," I mean, to me, you know, you're setting your child up for that lifelong thing. So again, where does loyalty stop? Where does loyalty stop?
Loyal without fixing every problem. You know what I'm saying? Being loyal to somebody doesn't mean fixing problems, doesn't mean doing everything, doesn't mean being loyal to somebody actually means being completely honest with them, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so how loyal are you to your spouse or your significant other if they did something wrong? They robbed a bank. They killed somebody. They did something wrong. You know, they killed the neighbor's dog or whatever. I mean, how far does loyalty go? I mean, when do you?
Listen, I'm not loyal to bad things. I want to say that, and the reason I say that is because earlier when you said so and so killed somebody, the first question was, "Well, what did they do?" You know what I'm saying? What I said. So
but does that change? Because if you lived in a country like Ellie, considering the circumstances that she said, I would keep that secret. But if you're in the United States, I would have a hard time doing that. I don't know if I could, because I think that even though I know that the laws here are funny, you know, and everyone is, you know, does not necessarily get a fair trial or whatever, I know that considering being automatically executed and having a trial, I know that it's different. So I would keep that secret.
I'm just saying, if it was for a reason where that the thing or whatever it was a waste and it wasn't a harmful something, that's where I'm talking about. Like, I'm gonna be on the right side of justice, I guess, what I consider justice. And if you're loyal, because your loyalty, but loyalty is, what about their loyalty to you? So you're looking at both sides of the street. What about your loyalty to me? So why do I have to take my loyalty for you and be in trouble for you? What about your loyalty to me to keep me out of it?
You're right. So this is where I say that when people are being loyal to people, you really have to look at who you're being loyal to, because while you so busy wanting me to be loyal to you, are you being loyal to me? Are you right. being loyal to me by asking me to do this for you, possibly where I can get in trouble? That's not being loyal to me. That's me. You're asking me to cover for you and screw you if you get in trouble. Well, I'm sorry. No. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. You know, so...
I mean, there's a lot of that's not my business, all right? That's how I feel about it. That's not my business. But if it's something that I know is going to happen, that's going to affect my life, my child's life, that I shouldn't have been involved in. Now, am I going to run and tell somebody? Probably not. But if someone asks me a question, I'm not going to lie for you.
Okay, if it affects me. All right. So what Ellie said, would you help bury the corpse?
No.
Okay.
Because there's a difference between keeping a secret and being involved.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So for me, I still say that if you do something wrong, I say keep it to yourself. There are some things you just don't tell people. It's like, why? I mean, if I kill someone, why do I need to go tell my best friend or my husband or my child? Or it's like, why am I going to, you know, it's like, to me, that's like something that you know, like TQ said earlier, there's some things you just take to the grave. And that's just something that I just wouldn't tell.
What if you can't? What if it takes you to the grave?
I don't know. Okay, TQ, I know you have been waiting. So, hey, what's up?
What's up, brother?
I'm listening to y'all. Hello.
Hi, TQ.
Nah, I'm just listening. No, because it's funny.
Did you know?
No, I didn't.
Holly Grant means Mariana.
Oh, what?
You still on some stuff that my mom says.
What the hell, Lord? Ellie. Yeah, Ellie,
no, it's not.
I will Discord you and I will tell you what it meant, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm just listening on you guys' like aspect on, well, loyalty and respect and whatnot. See, the way I grew up,
you are breaking up to you.
They don't have to respect you. It's because I'm driving by USC. Mother. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's because I'm driving by USC and they got a lot of stuff going on right now. No, but I'm just saying, like, in the politics I grew up in on this side, where everybody's aspects is different from loyalty and respect. Because in the environment that I grew up in, you could be loyal to somebody and you don't have to respect them because of certain politics in place. And at the age I got into, you know, the street life, you want to say, I respected a lot of people, you know, but that don't mean that, you know, I was loyal to them and vice versa. I was loyal to a lot of people. That don't mean I had to respect them from an aspect of where I grew up from, you know? So it's just fun hearing different aspects of life on how people would handle those situations as far as loyalty and respect goes. Because I'd rather have respect personally than loyalty, because if you have respect, somebody that don't like you from back then, you know, wanted to do something to you but respect you enough not to do it. Versus right. They were loyal to somebody and they had to do it, but didn't respect the situation or the circumstance of the situation, it's going to put them in the back, you know, their back against the wall, because now they're going to question their self-loyalty. Like, do I have to do this for them to be good, or will they respect me enough if I do it? So I would rather have respect, because at the end of the day, respect, it goes, like, you could have somebody could hate you to the utmost power that they have in their system, but if they respect you, they're not gonna really do nothing to you because they give you that respect. Versus if they were loyal to someone else or loyal to their own beliefs, they're gonna take you out or whatever the case may be because they're loyal. But if they respect you enough, you're not gonna get that outcome. Me personally,
but, that's okay, what I okay, but son, if they respect you, shouldn't you automatically assume? I'm saying assume now that they would be loyal.
No. It's not even close to the same. Sorry, I only chimed in because I've had this discussion before with like a couple of people because everybody thinks that respect and loyalty are on the same level, but they aren't. Respect is very much higher than loyalty because loyalty is. Brother was explaining. I don't know how to explain the same thing or like how to articulate what's in my brain, but like he was saying. Again, I have people that absolutely can't stand me, but they respect me because if they didn't, they would do things that would show me that they didn't respect me. You see what I'm saying? So they're not loyal to me because they would turn me in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? But they respect me enough not to be over here acting a fool, trying to come over here and be stupid. And
Okay. So let me ask this. I'm going to put the scenario out again. You know, your mother or your father, you catch one of them cheating. Are you not saying anything to your other parent because you respect the parent as opposed to being loyal to them?
Not respect. Because respect wouldn't, that means that you don't respect the other spouse or the other parent. So it's a matter of that. First of all, for me, I'm going to just say for me, that's not my business. It's not my relationship. However, the problem is personally, I think it would destroy the dynamic. And you know why? Because there shouldn't be those boundaries between something like that. The kid should be able to go to the parent. Look, you need to tell. We should have this. What I'm saying is there should be open communication, which there isn't, almost never is. Where that child could come, because imagine the feelings the child's having. You feel me? Do I respect? Do I loyal? Do I don't know what to do. So they should be able to go to one of those parents. Hopefully they respect one of those two parents to be able to have a conversation about that. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe they...
Can I chime in on this? Because I feel like this is where so I'm going to give you guys me or what happened in my situation. This is a perfect example of what you guys talking about with the parent situation. All right. Long time ago, my dad cheated on my mom with my mom's best friend. Ended up having 3 kids on my mom with her best friend. And let's say my little stepbrother and my little sister, my little sister by my mom and my stepbrother by the other, my dad's mistress, whatever. They're around the same age, either a year apart or about 9 to 10 months apart. So, with that being said, I went through the hurt with my mom. I went through everything with my mom and everything. So, as far as loyalty and respect goes, because, you know, you're in a tough situation. That is your father. This is your mom. But at the end of the day, I'm loyal to my mom. I respect my father for being my father, but I don't respect what he did to my mom as a man. So I'm going to always be loyal to my mother, but at least I give my dad enough respect to acknowledge him as my dad. Because I could have been one of those kids like, oh, F you. You know, you cheated on my mom. Oof-de-woof. You didn't give a F if we ate at night or not. You was out doing what you were doing. You know, my mom struggled. Like, I was with her with the struggle. So there's nothing you could tell me different to change my mind to give you the respect, the inch that I'm giving you. But at least I respect you enough. And that's just because I'm blood related to you. And sometimes that's not even a factor because I walk by people. I'm blood related. Uncles, aunties. I act like they're not even there. Because of that situation, because of the sides they chose and loyalty they chose to have their loyalty with.
Are you in the position to judge them because for whatever reason they chose to be loyal to your father as opposed to your mom for their own reason?
Because for the simple fact, and this is my experience, for the simple fact, When they went through their bull, that same kind of similar to what my mom and my dad went to, and they went to my mom like, well, why you didn't say nothing if you knew? And my mom hit them with the, well, you knew Whoop-de-Whoop was doing this to me all along, and y'all kept it hush hush. Why you didn't keep it to me? You see what I mean about respect and loyalty? Loyalty mm-hmm. only goes so far. But if that person respect my mom enough, even if that was my dad's brother or sister, at least tell my mom, you know, you my sister-in-law. I love you. You got my nieces and nephews, whoop-de-whoop, the whole nine. When he's my brother, that's my blood, I don't care, but the situation is not right. I respect you enough to let you know, and this is my brother that's doing it to you. I respect you enough to let you know he's doing this and so forth and so on. But if, like, how I'm telling you how they did it, when they were loyal to my dad and they went through their situation and my mom knew what was going on, they came to my mom and asked her with a sad, dumb face, the same face I'm pretty sure my mom had when she found out and everybody knew, well, why you didn't tell me? It works both ways. Your loyalty only ran so much so far with me. But if you respect me enough to let me know, it'll overrun loyalty. That's how it goes with me and my father. Like, yeah, my dad, he cool and all. I agree. You know, I don't have no grudges with him. But if it came down to choosing who I'm going to ride with, I'm going to go with my mom because I went through that with her. I seen her hurt. I seen her struggle.
So would you tell your friend if they were being cheated on?
Would I tell them? I had that happen to me before. Not to me personally, like, damn, how can I do this? All right, so my homegirl, we're just gonna call her M. Like, I grew up with her and everything, from the womb to the tomb, sandbox, preschool and everything. I met her husband in the second grade of my elementary school, but we all went to school together. They ended up, you know, having kids together, whatnot, about to get married or whatnot, but I knew her first. Now, her baby daddy, husband, whatnot, he's from the area I grew up in, which kind of puts me in a predicament now, because now he's not only somebody I know, he's my homeboy. So it's either do I stay loyal to the area I grew up in, or do I stay loyal to my friendship? And that's the point, you know, where you be like, dang, I got to stay out of it. That's not my business, because you know both of the parties involved. But honestly, me, personally me, I wouldn't say nothing. And I know it contradicts my story about my mom and my dad, but that's just me as a, in my experience, I wouldn't say nothing because I've seen outcomes and, you know, people get judged and finger pointing starts to happen. So I wouldn't want to involve myself in that finger pointing situation because, oh, you knew all along, you don't care, you know, whoop de whoop. But it's like, if I told you what he was doing, I'm going to have beef with him now. And he's going to be like, well, I see where your loyalty resides and you my homeboy type stuff. So, you know, so kind of put me in my back against the wall.
Okay. Well, I can honestly say that if somebody knew that my husband was cheating on me, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And if I knew that somebody was cheating on you, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to be in the position. I don't want to be in that position, but don't tell me.
I felt guilty for knowing and not saying anything. So you feel a double pressure because you know you go into their house daily, you know, you chilling with them, y'all doing whatever, y'all partying, whatever, and it's like, dang, and he's holding you and he's looking in your eyes, and you know, you looking back at him, and it's all I love you dovey type stuff, and it's like tomorrow he's gonna be doing the same thing with somebody else, and I know this for a fact. So it's like, dang, I feel guilty, but it's like, what can I do? Because at the end of the day, I've been in a situation where I have fought a dude for one of my sisters or vice versa, you know, cousins or whatnot. I fought for them. And at the end, 2 days later, they back with him. So what was the point of me fighting? Like, you know, so it's like,
you know, that's usually how it goes, too. It's like, you know, what? You know,
yeah, what was the point of me putting my loyalty, my loyalty, and you didn't respect it enough to value it? You know, that's what I wanted to say, to value my respect. You didn't value my respect enough. But when I had to show you my loyalty, I showed you where it lies with me, but you didn't respect my loyalty. my respect. You didn't value my respect. I'm sorry. Enough to respect what I did for you. So it's like, man, my loyalty only goes so far with me, because I've been in situations where, oh, well, you didn't do this for me. You ain't really for us, or you ain't. It's like, man, whatever. Because at the end of the day, if I do 15 to 20 years, I'm doing it. Not we're doing it. I'm doing it.
I was going to say, on the cheating friends thing, I've never been in a situation where I've had to tell somebody. But I did take them to the same place where I knew the people were going to be. Because I was like, well, you know, I mean, I didn't say anything. I was just like, here you go. I'll let you see it so that I don't have to say anything.
Yeah, but where the situation differs, like if I don't know you and my homegirl, homeboy, whatever, they're getting to know you and whoop through, and I seen that, oh, I'm definitely telling her. I'm telling him whatever. Oh, yeah, I seen your boy up there with the woo 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 woo. Like, oh, your girl, she was over here. Yeah, she was over here with Whoopi Whoop and over there. And yeah, and all that stuff.
I tell people to stop telling me stuff because they keep going and doing it. I had a friend that wasn't in a relationship, and all she would call me, and she would tell me and cry. And I would tell her, you know, I would give her all the advice, tell her all the things. She'd do all the things. She'd go right back to him. So the last time she called me, I said, don't ever call me again. Unless you're going to talk about your mom or your kids. Nah, I don't care about your relationship. I don't care where you're, because she left her kids with her mom to take off and chase this dude who beat her consistently, tried to kill her, and she wanted to chase him from state to state. But she would call me and want to come to my house and then back to her mom's. I'm like, no, unless you got your children with you, you're not coming to my house. And I said, and don't call me unless it's... She's like, are you serious? Because she'll call me crying and sopping and weeping. And she's like, you don't care? I'm like, no, I don't, because you don't. I no longer care because you made it so I don't care. But if your kids are in trouble, if your kids need a place to stay, if your mom's in trouble, you know, yada, yada, that stuff, call me. Fine. But you in that situation, don't ever, ever tell me again. Yeah. And I don't.
I'm doing last comment. So, Tiki, you have any last comments you want to share?
What my sister just said. Comment on that, because when you're in a situation like that, I've been in some shit like that too. Some stuff. Sorry, auntie. You know, I try to refrain from cussing on your show. I try my best, but.
You can do it on Friday nights, but yeah. During the day, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
But what Crazy was saying, yeah, it pushes to the point where you have to tell yourself, like, I don't believe it if I don't see it for myself, type stuff. And that's how I've been living my life. Man, I don't care what you say. I got to see it for myself to believe it. I can't go off word of mouth because of so many experiences I've been through, and it was all false claims or false accusations or... You know, so I just have to see it for myself. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Miss Shorty.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
You have any last words you would like to share?
Well, only thing I know so far is, like, loyalty is a big thing with, you know, communication and stuff like that. If you can't do the loyalty, no point of being there. Like, real G, you can't stay loyal and true, and what's the point of being?
Okay. All right. And Mayor Crazy, do you have any last words?
Just remember that I just feel like a person's respect for you is just much higher than their loyalty, honestly. And it's much easier, you know, I mean, everything else will follow it. So make sure you command respect for yourself. And when you respect yourself, you'll command that respect from people.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all, I couldn't upload the song I was trying to upload when upload for me. So I'm going to do a repeat of Adele and Aretha Franklin, Rolling in the Deep. I personally like this cover. So anyway, to Ellie and Crazy and Shorty and Sun, thank you so much for popping on the channel, or on the panel, the channel, the panel. And this is Rolling in the Deep. And I'm just going to say this. In fact, you know what? Y'all just disconnect, and then I'm going to say what I have to say, because I don't want anybody say anything back. All right. So I was just going to say, now, Sun and Shorty, y'all know y'all in that space. And Crazy, I know you're going to be in that space. And I'm going to inform Ellie about what she missed in that space. So y'all know y'all were glad y'all were there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's all I want to say. Well, here we go. Adele and Aretha Franklin, Rolling in the Deep.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing. Scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me.
I love this cover with Adele and Miss Aretha Franklin. Tegan, that is the outro music. That is the outro music. But everyone, thank you. oh, TQ. Does that mean Miss Danielle can't come? I had to say that, son. I had to say that. Okay. Guys, thank you so much for coming. I will be back tomorrow. And Crazy, this may be a topic that you may be interested in. Human interaction. People who like it, people who don't. All right, y'all. Anyway, enjoy your evening wherever you are. Talk to y'all later. Bye.